Andrea Chang is in the studio tonight. She's one of our fine local authors who's written some 20 books for young readers. Her book, Grandfather Counts, was named one of 50 multicultural books every child should know, was a Reading Rainbow selection, and named an honor book by the Society of School Librarians International. Her book, Only One Year, was named one of Bank Street College's best children's books of the year. I recently talked with her about Etched in Clay, a favorite of mine. She has also begun a new series that we'll talk about tonight. The first two books are The Year of the Book and The Year of the Baby. Andrea, welcome back.
Thanks so much. I'm so happy to be here.
So this series focuses on Anna. Anna, mm-hmm. Do you call her Anna or Anna in your mind?
I call her Anna Wong.
Anna Wong. Mm-hmm. So tell us who she is, how old she is, who her family is in this first book.
Okay. In the first book, Anna's in fourth grade. She's the oldest of a small family. She has her brother, Ken, who's a little bit younger, and then she has her parents. And in the second book, The Year of the Baby, they have a third member of their family. And, of course, their cat, Mau Mau. And it's a chapter book that's really meant for grades maybe 2 through 5 or 6, something like that, depending on the child, of course. And that's Anna Wong.
And what's her cultural heritage?
Anna Wong's mother is an immigrant from China. Her father is an American-born Chinese, which is called ABC in the book. And Anna is going to Chinese class to learn Chinese. She's not fluent. Her father is not either. But she's trying to learn.
Well, we're talking about language. Talk a little bit about Anna's sense of English and her mother's sense of English.
She's a little bit embarrassed about her mom, as most kids are. I think almost all kids go through that. For some, it lasts longer than for others. But Anna is kind of embarrassed about her mom, that her mom's English is not perfect. Her mom is just learning how to drive. Her mom seems to her to be so different from the other kids' moms, except for when she goes to Chinese school. And then she sees that her mom is comfortable and her mom is talking with her friends, and she, Anna, cannot understand.
Anna also has, if you will, two social parts to her life. One is school, regular mm-hmm. school, and then one is Chinese school. So this is called The Year of the Book. Mm-hmm. Why is that? And talk about the social elements in her life.
Anna is a girl who finds the world of books easier to navigate than the world of people in many ways. So oftentimes when she's confronted with either uncomfortable social situations, she would just rather read. She does have some relationships that she's quite comfortable with, but mostly those are not with her peers. Those are with Ray, the crossing guard, Mr. Shepherd, the man whose house her mother cleans, and her teacher, Miss Simmons. So she does have really quite deep relationships, but not really with her peers. And then you see her as she develops through the course of the school year, through the course of the book, she does realize that actually she has the ability to make friends, to be a very good friend, and to make friends with others.
And she also begins to learn how to, if you will, to some extent, pick and choose who would be a good friend.
Right, right.
And who might be more of an acquaintance, so
right.
to speak.
And at Chinese school, she feels comfortable in many ways compared to the way she feels at school, where there are very few Asians and she's always mixed up with one other Asian girl, or maybe she feels self-conscious all the time. At Chinese school, that's different. She feels like she fits in more. But then many of the kids understand Chinese a lot better than she does. So she kind of sees that, well, in some ways she doesn't fit in, and in some ways she does in many environments. And I think that's true for most of us.
So then we move into the second book in this series, which is The Year of the Baby. And as you've mentioned, a baby comes into their life. How does she come into their life?
Anna's family decides to adopt a baby from China. And she's quite surprised when her parents first tell her, because she thinks her family's fine with her and her brother and her parents. Then she's very excited, as I think most kids would be at that age, about the new addition to their family. But when Kaylee arrives, though Anna thinks she's the cutest thing around, the doctor seems to feel that she may not be gaining weight and they need to monitor her closely. And everybody seems very worried, especially her mom.
The fact that Kaylee is a girl also brings up the opportunity for a whole conversation about why it was only likely that they would adopt a girl child from China.
Right. Anna discusses that with her mom. And so she's very aware of the one-child policy and why there are more likely to be girls to adopt than boys.
I want to talk a little bit about the cultural heritage that you draw on, because with your family and your husband's family, you have a rich heritage of different backgrounds. So tell us what those are and how it's influenced your writing.
Okay, I think it's influenced my writing in really a pretty big way, in a pretty profound way. My husband is Chinese American, born in the United States, does not speak Chinese, and in some ways is the model for the father in the story. I'm actually the child of immigrants, and I think from Hungary. My husband was raised in many ways in a more mainstream American way than I was. I speak Hungarian. He does not speak Chinese. And I notice a lot of times that he knows a lot about popular culture and television and all the things that he was raised with, whereas I was raised without those things. So there's a big difference that we're both the children of immigrants. There's a big difference in the way we were raised. And I think that's often reflected in my books, a little bit of everything, kind of. And then Anna Wong is in many ways based on my daughter Jane, but also my daughter Anne, as most of my characters are conglomerates. And Camille and Laura are also based on people that I know that were classmates of my children, but also conglomerates. They're not copies of kids that I know.
What do you like about writing for this age group?
Oh, I just love this age group. Whenever I go to schools and they ask, if you do a workshop with a group of kids, what age would you prefer? And I just love fourth and fifth graders. I think they're smart. They know what's going on. They have an understanding of the world. They're not like babies, but they're not teenagers yet. And so it's a really fun age. I think it's a fun age to be. I mean, when my children were that age, I kind of wished I could freeze them for a little bit. Because it's not as complicated. Life is not as complicated as it may become, but it's also not that simple.
I also am curious as to what you like about writing a series, and tell us what you envision for the rest of the series. But what do you like about a series?
Well, I wasn't planning to write a series. At first, I just wrote the year of the book. And then my editor said, well, I don't think the readers will be done with Anna. And then I started getting emails from readers saying, we want more. So that was very exciting. And so that's how it became a series. It wasn't my original intention. And then I found it a lot harder than I thought it would be. I thought that since I already know the characters, a lot of the homework's been done. But I think you want the second book to be fresh. You don't want to rehash the first book in the second book. So you want it to be fresh. On the other hand, you can't assume that someone who's reading the second book has read the first book. So it has to be able to be read independently, but it also has to be able to be read as a sequel. So it was harder than I thought it would be. And then I wrote a third one, which will be out next year, called The Year of the Fortune Cookie. And it takes Anna to the next school year, so fourth, fifth, and then into sixth grade where she's in middle school. So that's a very different book, I think, because there's a big difference between a fifth grader and a sixth grader. Of course, there's a big difference between a fourth and a fifth grader also, but middle school is a whole new world. And Anna makes a new friend there, and she goes to China in that book, which is a really, really interesting experience for her.
Well, we'll certainly look forward to that.
It
was interesting just between the two books, or from one to the other, to see the growth and the change in the main character. So we'll be looking for more of Anna Wong.
Well, thank you very much. It's very exciting a time for me with the books.
Oh, thanks so much for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
I've been talking with Andrea Chang about the first two books in her new series. They are The Year of the Book and The Year of the Baby. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.